FM.
Well, good morning. On the phone with me, right fresh out of his what class are you in right now, there, Alex?
Well, I'm going into a business class, but we won't tell them nothing.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's good to have you on the phone right now here with us. Alex Miller, of course, American Idol. You were a contestant and performed about three songs, I think, on the national stage there. And
that's right.
The first one, and then the second one was with a girl by the name of Emmy Sunshine. You guys work well together. Have you thought about kind of hitting the road once in a while?
We have thought about it. She's an exceptional guitar player. She plays ukulele. She can play anything with strings. She's about like me in that regard.
Yeah.
She's really good. And I love the old, she's got like a Jimmy Rogers, I would describe it sound to her.
Yeah.
If Jimmy Rogers was a girl, that's who it would be.
If Jimmy Rogers turned into a girl. Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. But anyway, that's funny. now, of course, Sunday, unfortunately, and I was a little miffed. I won't lie to you. And so it kind of hurt my feelings to see them vote you off. But, and one of the things that Luke did, we almost did a concert with Luke out here. And then, of course, the pandemic and all that other stuff. So everything got canceled. But that was on the schedule and for a little bit there anyway. And he says, well, get out of your bubble. And I thought, dude, he only knows one thing, and that's true country music. I don't know what kind of a bubble you want him to get into here, but anyway. Yeah. So let's you post a lot on your Facebook page, and one of the songs you did I thought was kind of apropos for this whole thing, and it's the old Right or Wrong song. Set this up for me. We've got it here, and we're going to play it. It's just about a minute long. So go ahead and tell us what you said when you put this on the web.
Well, hello, everybody. I don't know whether the judge's decisions were right or wrong, so let's do a little song called Right or Wrong.
All right, here you go.
Right or wrong, I always love you. Though you're gone, oh, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along, I knew I'd lose you. Though I prayed that you'd be true, oh, so true. In your heart, please just remember. And right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Right or wrong, I'll always love you. Though you're gone, oh, I can't forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wait with that same old regret. All along, oh, I knew I'd lose you. Though I pray that you'd be true in your arms, please just remember, right or wrong, oh, I'm still in love with you. That right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. That right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
All righty, well, there you go, and I think that's perfect. You know, that is one awesome song right there. Thank you so much.
Oh, it really is. That song's old Methuselah. I think Bob Wills and the Texas
Playboys did that one. Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? And so we talked about, you did the single by yourself, and that was awesome. And then the next one was you did a Johnny Cash duet. I Walk the Line.
It's a Johnny Cash song that we didn't know was a duet yet, but we turned it into one.
Turn it into one. And I've got that one here from your posting as well. Emmy Sunshine, so you kind of worked a little bit with her. And, go ahead.
She's super, super nice, super good. If y'all haven't went out there and followed her, y'all need to. She's traditional, I would say more traditional country as well. She does a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah. And she, in fact, was doing a little work there on the web, and it looks like she's got a little band that she goes around with. So that's kind of cool too.
She didn't got a Wikipedia page, which I thought was neat. But
now you got to get a. All right, Alex. Here's the deal. You got to get a Wikipedia page. That's all there is to it.
I know. It's in the works.
All right. Well, we're gonna play a little bit of this, and this one is "I Walk the Line," Emmy Sunshine, and you want to set this up for us, and we'll play it. How did you do it out on stage? Go ahead.
I said, hello, everybody. We're going to do a little Johnny Cash song. And Luke kind of rolled his eyes because he kind of told us not to do it. But we did it anyway. It's a little song called I Walk the Line. Let's walk right on.
All right, here you go.
Well, I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. And I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the ties that bind. Because you're mine. I walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm awful for you.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And, of course, a lot of clapping and everything there.
I keep smiling.
She is so good. That yodel thing. And then the thing that they said where they said, well, I don't know, your vibrato, you might want to bring that down a bit. Well, Crumb, that's what makes the song, dude. What are you doing here?
Right.
So let's talk about The Promise. Right after that, after you got fired off of... off of American Idol, Luke Bryan got a hold of you rather and said, "Hey, what about doing the Opry?" And so, where are you at with that? Let's tell everybody where you are with that idea.
So, I haven't got an official date yet. With Luke hurting his hand the way he did the other day, I don't know how long that'll be. But
yeah.
The Opry date is coming up rather soon. So I know you folks out in Idaho, it'd be kind of hard for y'all to come see me in Nashville. But for those of you that are interested, it will be coming up as soon as I know. And for those of you that are following me out there on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, I will be letting people know whenever I'll be at the Opry. So just stay tuned to all my social media stuff.
And look for the blue check mark next to Alex Miller Music. Right?
I got some fake accounts out there.
I don't know if that's flattery or if what the deal is with that. I don't know.
That's just a little scary.
I don't know why somebody...
It must be people I owe or something. I don't know.
Not going to pay your bill, buddy. I'm going to fix you.
That's right.
All right. Well, and so I got to get this right. Is it Garrett County, Kentucky.
Garrett County, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Garrett County.
Garrett County. Okay. And that's where you're hailing from, and you're in school right now. And I've kept you. The truant officer is looking for you, buddy. So I gotta let you go. But anytime do you want to, in fact, you need to come out to Idaho. I think you would fit well with everybody here.
I think I would too.
You know,
from what I picked up, it's just absolutely beautiful out there where you all are at, from what I've seen in pictures and stuff. So, I'll definitely have to come out there and visit. You need to book me a show out there, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm holding to
you. Yeah, okay. And here's the deal. We don't have the big storms that you guys end up with. We had came through a windstorm, looked out, and our tower's still up, so that's good.
That is good.
Yeah, you know, it didn't blow over and hit the cows next door. But it is very nice. In fact, we're talking 80 degrees this weekend. I don't know, you know, if that might be kind of what normal is for you guys there in Kentucky.
No. Our weather changes like blowing your nose or something. Yesterday was 70 degrees and today it's about 40.
So you're used to that. That's what Idaho does.
Oh yeah.
You just wait an hour and it comes back. All right. Well,
that's exactly right.
Alex, I do not want this to be our last phone call. I want to hear from you. So I'm going to watch you on Facebook. And by all means, if you have something going on, I want to talk about it. As soon as you get this date with the Grand Ole Opry, I want to chat with you on that as well, okay?
And I'm also going to be releasing some new music soon, Paul. So I have to send that on over to you.
You get that over to me, and we will include that in our homegrown country, all right? We do a thing called Homegrown Country, where we feature folks that, you know, I mean, they're good, and they need to be on the radio, and so we put them on the radio. We're big enough to do that here. So thank you so much. You get back to class, and you tell everybody hi. And by the way, loved your promposal, by the way. I saw that as well.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good for me.
The girl was turning red. And
she was a little nervous.
She was like, oh, my word, what are you doing? So anyway.
Yeah, I looked at it this morning. I put it out on my TikTok, which I'm social trending now. So,
oh, you got to be careful now. Do the cows know what TikTok is? Yeah.
I put it out on TikTok, and I looked this morning. It's got like a million views on TikTok, that promposal does. I was like, man, I stumbled into something good there, whether it works out for me prom-wise or not.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to have to get little cue cards brought to you by, start getting sponsors on this. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I'm all for that.
This shirt brought to you by, you know, there you go. All right, Alex, you have a good one. You get back to class. I thank you so much. And again, don't make this our last phone call. All right, buddy?
It sure won't be. Thank you so much, Paul, and thank you, Idaho.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Alex Miller right there on 94.7 Buck FM. Of course, the Idol contestant with Emmy Sunshine. She is good, too. I was happy to be able to grab that from her as well. All right. Music continues. We got a little Shelley West on the way. No matter what.